He did a great job of managing our expectations, so we had a clear understanding of what would happen. When we got to the bottom line, the cost was less than we had expected. And when it came to the installation, Elite Roofing got the job done in one day. If you're thinking about a new roof, go see Elite Roofing on Highway 5 in Aberdeen. Or call them at 910-757-0505. That's 910-757-0505.
This is the perfect time of year to bust out all your Echo tools and equipment from Beaver Equipment. Thanks to all the stores, my new Beaver Equipment chainsaw from Beaver Equipment has been getting a good workout. Beaver Equipment is the place to go for rough and rugged Echo equipment for real men. They offer 5-year warranties and are locally owned and operated. So, men, get out there and enjoy your Echo Power equipment from Beaver Equipment. Now at the new location, 2833 East Indiana Avenue, near the intersection of Highway 211 and East Indiana, near Colcraft.
Three's Company. Or is it? This is Seth Hoyle, Temple Theater's Marketing Director, inviting you to join us for the Marital Confection Till Beth Do Us Part on stage January 18th through February 4th. Career-driven Susanna needs more help on the home front than what she's getting from her husband, Gibby, a washed-up weatherman who no longer makes his marriage a priority. In comes Beth, Susanna's assistant, who whips the household into an organized, well-run machine. And just in time for Susanna's impromptu business meeting. Is all well in paradise for the married couple? Find out what Beth is really up to and how Gibby and his friends try to stop her and save his marriage. Tickets are just $35 and available at templeshows.org. Experience the ups and downs of marriage with the whole family at the Laugh Out Loud comedy, Till Beth Do Us Part, on stage January 18th to February 4th. Sponsored by Brian Mathis of Edward Jones and Team.
Well, congratulations, you got a new computer. But now comes the not-so-easy task of safely transferring all your files from your old computer to your new one.
Oh, no.
And do it in a logical way so you can find your new file. Why not let our super geek at WEEB Computer Repair do it for you? Just bring in your PCs or Macs into the WEEB studios on Midland Road and allow our super geek to extract all your files and properly place them on your new computer. WEEB Computer Repair, 690-9723, the home of the Super Geek.
Serving more people, more places, 24/7. If your AC breaks down, we'll restore your indoor heaven. Installation or repair, one call, we'll be there. It's your family, don't delay. Comfort's just a call away. We're Comfort Services. Comfort Services.
Just announced their early replacement rebate program. Replace your existing heating and air system with a new, high-efficiency one before a major failure and receive up to $850. Plus, get up to $2,000 with the Federal Energy Tax Credit. Hurry, there's never been a better time to replace your inefficient system and save up to $2,850. Visit Comfort Services on Highway 5 next to Habitat for Humanity in Aberdeen or call 910-695-2665.
Comfort's just a call away, Comfort Services.
As our economy gradually reopens, remember to support local.
Know you're doing the right thing and stay proud.
Be a part of the greatest comeback of all time with Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB.
Hello, I'm John Zumwalt, and you're in the Zumwalt Zone. If you're a member of a leftist women's rights group or if you're a male who supports their views, you're an idiot. I grew up being taught that a man should never hit a woman. Not ever. I still believe that to be true. You know why? Because men are stronger than women, whether you like it or not. Even sissy males and not-so-sissy females share the belief that men should not hit women, unless it turns out that they are boxers who are regulated by the USA Boxing Association. Then it's okay. As long as that man, say, Mike Tyson, is chosen to identify as a woman. Now, Mike, I know you never would in case you're listening. We're transitioning, all right. We're transitioning from a nation that says it's never okay to hit a woman to a nation that says it is okay. And actually, it's much worse than that. We've not only allowed men, yes, men, to compete against women in sports, but we're now allowing them to compete in sports in which the sole goal is to inflict as much physical violence on your opponent as possible. Another way to say that might be, Tune in to watch this guy beat the living hell out of this girl. Any old worn-out boxer that wanted to come out of retirement and fight, most men would more than likely win. They could sure as heck beat a girl. And oh, wow, you beat up a girl. That's something to be proud of. I hope that everyone has a wonderful day, very safe one, from the Zoom Warm Zone.
Heading into today, we do have a system that's going to increase our cloud cover along with bring some breezy conditions. There are wind advisories out for gusts, potentially 40 to 50 miles an hour. We're going to see increasing rain chances as well, so we'll call it scattered showers and storms this afternoon into tonight. Temperatures today, though, continue to warm actually into the evening. We'll top out in the mid-60s and then mid-50s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show. Mornings with the leader man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Today, January the 12th, every year, Kiss a Ginger Day.
Here's it. National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Long, luxurious,
flowing red hair.
It's time to celebrate Kiss a Ginger Day.
Let's see a big open mouth, sloppy kiss.
No tongues.
No tongues.
Oh. No tongues.
Oh, my porcelain ginger-haired prankster.
Huck her up, baby.
Happy Kiss a Ginger Day.
It's showtime.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, and along with me this morning, Stephen Woodward. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. Great to be back on a Friday in the Sand Hills.
Don't forget, of course, we're being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's available to you from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click that once you're listening that quick. Now, if it fails to fire up, go to the bottom of the page. There's another complete player right there. Hit the play button. And it will retrieve it for you. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area is going to be windy, rain showers, isolated thunderstorms. The biggest chunk of that will be about 9 o'clock tonight. Look for a high of 61 tonight. Windy with rain showers. A low of 42. Saturday, all that rain mess is out of here. We'll see sunny skies and 52. Clear in 33 Saturday night. Sunday, more sunshine in 53. And then Monday, as you head back to work, mostly cloudy with a high of 50. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are calm, pressure 30-11, dew point 36, humidity 96%. It is sunny and 37 degrees currently here at talk973.com, 1041.com, and weeb990.com. WEEB.
I can't keep on walking on.
Friday. Working on some broken glass. 8:33 past the hour on this Friday morning. Glad you made us a part of your day. Let me double check and make sure we got all these sound bites out of the way today. We did the best jokes of the day. All right, we're pretty well in good shape on that.
You know, I think the environmental fanatics really enjoy the sight of some broken glass because that means somebody isn't using a dreaded plastic bottle. They see that as a good sign.
I remember picking up bottles when I was a kid. Got 2 cents back if you turned them in. And we walk in the grocery store and have $54 worth. And they pay you right then.
How long did it take to collect $54 worth of bottles?
Weeks.
Yeah.
Me and another guy did it. And you just keep on putting them in there.
I enjoyed riding in my parents' Chevrolet without a seatbelt while drinking a grape knee-high out of a glass bottle. That was living on the edge.
You
right
were privileged.
There. That was living on the edge back then. Sometimes we even stood up in the car while it was moving. We didn't have to stay in our seats.
Yeah. Like I said, you were privileged.
Oh, yeah. White privilege.
Consider yourself lucky.
Oh, yeah.
All right, some things we need to know today so we don't sound stupid. You may not remember, but the Emmy Awards were supposed to take place last, you remember? September. But because of the actors and writers' strike, they were postponed. Mm. When are they?
Never would be good with me. Is that a direct question? When are they? Aren't they typically like in the spring or something?
And typically in September.
Oh.
But it got postponed because of COVID.
Okay, so are they just going to skip last year? Or?
I'm just asking when are they going to be, the next ones?
Oh, I have no idea.
Monday, Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, from 8 to 11. The producers of the Emmy on Monday have hinted there is going to be a Martin and an Ally McBeal reunion on the show. You remember, what's his name, the comedian, plays Martin. And Ally McBeal, that's, what's his name's wife? Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wait, so you're saying the Emmys are on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, so the postponed Emmys are on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, another night of watching them pat themselves on the back. Go pat, 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 pat.
So that's the day that we celebrate the birth of Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his life.
And his life of 39 years.
Virginia Guffrey says she had sex with Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, 3 times between 1999 and 2002 in London, New York, and on a private Caribbean island.
Ooh.
For that, she was paid $15,000.
So
that makes her a whore.
Well, isn't that the famous song, The Famous Duke of York? He had 10,000 whores. Oh, no, there was 10,000 men. But we could adapt it to current events.
Julia has been canceled at Max after 2 seasons, reported by Variety. Filming for season 3 of The White Lotus is underway in Thailand. Yeah, they have to go take a shower and put on new clothes after every take because of all the humidity. Another thing heading for the history books after 50 years, Ferrero Candy announced that they are no longer going to make fruit strike gum.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I'll survive. Michael, I got a big split in my teeth so I can spit out watermelon seeds. Strahan, his 19-year-old daughter, is being treated for a malignant brain tumor.
Ooh.
We wish her the best.
That's awful.
TSA confiscated over 6,700 guns and kept them from being taken on commercial flights in 2023. 93% of them were loaded.
And 100% of the passengers who had been drinking in the bar were also loaded. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is now, with doors popping off of these planes, you know, you wouldn't want any live ammo in the cabin because then it could fall to earth and cause some real problems.
Tragedy in Eastern Washington State earlier this week when a tractor-trailer truck overturned on I-90, spilling hundreds of frozen pizzas all over the highway.
Pizza?
Bet you had a big bird gathering, too.
Did you say pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, okay. So it was the pepperoni highway for a few minutes, huh?
For a while.
Yeah.
Up in Canada, a 25-year-old man arrested for driving 50 miles an hour over the speed limit while drinking a beer.
Oh.
He explained he was celebrating that he had just passed his driver's license test.
Well, I hope it was a cold Canadian lager. At least if you're going to go down drinking the good stuff. Yeah.
So what do people believe in? A new study conducted among 1,000 Americans shows that 56.9% believe in aliens. 61% believe in ghosts. 70% say they believe in the devil. Which is lower than the 85% who say they believe in God.
Of course, that tells you everything you need to know right there about our culture.
When you're on your deathbed and your guardian angel all of a sudden pops up, you're going to say, maybe I made a mistake.
Well, it's not hard to believe in aliens, is it? Because they're coming across the southern border at about 12,000 a day.
The outer space aliens.
Oh, space aliens. Oh, you mean like Democrats?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
They outer space angels, aliens. Most of them come from the south, and most of them come with their own hidden agenda.
And they're hidden fentanyl.
Yeah. Popeyes.
Sacks of fentanyl.
Yeah. Hey, you don't want to know where they were put. Popeyes is going to give customers a free 6-piece order of chicken wings if any of the football teams that have mascots with wings wins the upcoming Super Bowl. So if you're pulling for the Baltimore Ravens or Philadelphia Eagles, he might be in luck. They're also including the Buffalo Bills, you know, because of buffalo wings.
Flying buffaloes? I guess that's not totally out of the question. I think the Ravens might have a good chance to win the Super Bowl. Playing very well. Their quarterback is an absolute beast.
I mean, and who are they going to play against?
He can do it all. Who would they play against? Probably the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers?
I take it what team is it? Oh, God. It'll come to me. I'll come back to it.
I think when the NFL games are broadcast during the playoffs, they ought to, the analysts ought to include for each team the daily murder rate in the city that they represent because, you know, most of them, San Francisco, Baltimore, you know, the numbers are pretty staggering.
Yeah. In Florida, a Subway customer was upset that his foot-long sandwich wasn't cut in half. How dare you give me an uncut sandwich?
Well, how did he express his fury? Did he? What did he do?
To express his fury, he threw it at an employee and hit her.
Oh.
He was later arrested on battery charges.
Assault with a deadly submarine sandwich.
Mm. Well, you look at it like this. Most of the time, the managers are not there. So you got staff running the place. And what does staff do when the boss isn't around? Well, they work at about a quarter speed.
Oh, yeah. Quarter.
That's why the line's long at the stores at that time. So beware if you go there. Last year, Elton John sold his Atlanta condo for $7.2 million. Next month, Christie's Auction House will sell off the stuff that was in there with an auction called The Collection of Sir Elton John. Goodbye, Peachtree Road. Among the items going on the block, a custom Damien Hirst, an 18th century costume designed by Sandy Powell, and a pair of silver leather boots with red leather letters, E and J on each side. Oh boy, I'm going to bid on that one. Just in time for Valentine's Day, strawberry cream-filled Twinkies.
Mmm.
In other words, sugar with a strawberry taste.
I like the way you went, you just transitioned from Elton John to Twinkies. That couldn't have been more natural when you think about it.
Yeah. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. Bachelor host Jesse Palmer welcomed his first child, a girl, with his wife Emily Fardo on Wednesday. Then he went back to the set so he could continue cheating.
What are you insinuating? That may not be his child?
No, you never know. Without the DNA test, you never know.
Not out there in the
child will do something. He looks like somebody else, and you go, man, who does he look like?
Well, you know, they always say that Chelsea Clinton looks like
death warmed over.
No, she looks like Clinton era cabinet member Webb Hubble. So, anyway.
Yeah, she kind of looks like me, doesn't she? I pay her $45,000 a month rent.
If I was Bill, I would be claiming that I did not have sex with that woman, meaning Hillary. I would want to defend myself from that allegation.
Tell you that. Yeah, you take Hillary and you add Clinton to it, and what do you get? Ugly. The average person gets a new computer mouse every how many years?
Oh, three.
It is three.
Wow. I don't use them myself.
When you buy movie theater popcorn, you are paying a markup of how much?
100%.
A little more than that.
Oh, really? Is that for buttered or non-buttered?
Either way.
Okay, 120%.
1,275%.
Wow. Really? Well, yeah. That's why I don't go to the movies. I don't like that kind of... You know, that is just financial inequity, right? Everything needs to be equal and fair.
Well, they got all the bastard sizes you can't get anywhere else, so it's harder to measure value there. But there's no value on the movie theater side.
I just don't.
So you get two drinks and one large bag of popcorn. And you spend $22 for it. And I about went, what? And well, I said to the gal, give me two small Cokes and a small bag of popcorn. And she says, that'll be $33. I went, are you crazy? So we went back to the original.
Well, hey, always go for the value proposition.
Yeah.
Well, see, but here's my strategy. I don't go to the movie theater, and then I wait for the movie I may want to see, which is rare that I want to see any of them. I wait for a fine film like Oppenheimer to be available to me in the privacy of my home.
Did you like Oppenheimer?
I actually did, and I don't care.
I about bored me to tears.
Well, I like the historical context, but the point is I could pour myself...
Well, they didn't have much. I mean, it's mostly about... him and his Judaism and
the conflict communism.
Causing him, yeah.
And the undercurrent of communism, which was quite pervasive then. But,
and you go there thinking, boy, we're going to learn how to make a bomb and fire that sucker off and do all that damage to Okinawa and Iwo Jima.
Well, the point is that I was able to watch Oppenheimer in the privacy of my own home with a delicious adult beverage that I paid.
Oh, you can get beer at the movie theater.
And I didn't have to listen to other people going chomp, chomp, chomp on their popcorn. That drives me nuts.
You can get beer there. You can get wine.
Out of a box, I bet. Out of a box?
I don't know, but it's booze. let's see. When you buy, I just did that, Stevie. 22% of men don't know their significant other's favorite food.
22%?
Do you know your wife's favorite food?
Well, you have to pick one?
Yep.
Her favorite food.
All her favorite foods were up on the counter.
And
she says, bring me my favorite. Which one would you pick up?
You know, she really loves... Well, that's hard to answer because there are multiple possibilities there. I've only been married for 36 years. So.
Well, then you haven't been married long enough to know.
Apparently not.
Take a guess.
Okay, well, I guess I would have to go with cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right, honey? Text me if I'm off base.
She's texting back now.
Uh-oh, she did text me.
You cheap SOB.
She texted me. I was wrong. Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. She can put away some pizza, let me tell you.
Just about all Americans, I think I saw the stat, it was like 83%, eat pizza at least once a week.
Well, that's the thing. We rarely eat pizza, either when we're out or at home, so I'd forgotten that she does enjoy a pizza pie from time to time.
During your life, you'll spend 2.5 years cooking and over 3.5 years eating. You'll eat about 35 tons of food, which is like 7 elephants.
Well,
that's really packing it down there.
They also known as Spirit Airlines passengers.
Around 27% of single men say they won't date a woman who has one of these.
You're not going to throw that softball over the plate.
Don't think that GET mess.
Oh, my goodness. Who has one of these? A visible wart.
A twin.
Oh.
25% of us never been inside our next door neighbor's house. An analysis of studies reveals students' performance can actually be influenced by the way a classroom is what?
Configured?
You're on the right path.
Ventilated?
No.
Well,
decorated.
Oh, decorated. Well, yeah, you know what they decorate them with today. Rainbows and the transy gingerbread man and all that stuff. Yeah.
47% of women purchase makeup when they're feeling down.
I know some guys that do that too. I won't name their names. I'll spare their reputations.
They buy makeup for themselves.
And, you know, I just thought about this. In the 9 years that I've lived in my home in Pinehurst, I have never set foot in my next-door neighbor's house.
Well, you really hit it off with them, didn't you?
Well, I don't know. It's not. I don't think there's any hard feelings or anything. I have been known to go enter their property to deliver a piece of mail that was placed in the wrong mailbox as a neighborly gesture.
I had a neighbor call me because I was outdoors calling my dog.
They wanted you to shut up?
Yeah.
Oh.
That didn't work out for him.
I'm sure it
didn't. Because I called the police, and I told him, go ask them whose Christmas tree that is on my side of the fence. Because I haven't put up a Christmas tree in 30 years. So you tell me which one. Not that I wouldn't, but I just have no occasion to.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, not ours. I said, yeah. I figured that'd be the answer. I went, oh, Are you still standing there? You may go now.
Well, get off my lawn. Yeah.
About half the population believes their hair is the most of this on them.
Their hair is the what?
Most of this on them.
Oh, boy. Their hair is too gray?
No, too gray. Their most attractive feature.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'm just happy to have some, so I guess I'd go along with that.
I'm still hanging in on mine.
You know, I have to be...
A little weaker, but I got it covered.
I have to constantly remind the young ladies in the community that I'm not available.
Mm-hmm.
Off the market.
Come on, get to the end here, Steve. You'll find it.
I've got some important news headlines.
Well, go ahead.
Well, did you see that Kamala Harris, who's known also as the Vice President of the United States, the person in line to replace Joe Biden if he happens to fall down another flight of stairs? Well, she was in Charlotte yesterday handing out money.
He fell up a flight.
Well, he's done that too. She was in Charlotte yesterday handing out money. You know, you wouldn't think it's an election year or anything. $12 million for mental health counseling. This coming from the most mentally unhinged vice president / elected official we've probably seen on the American stage, in at least in my lifetime. And why do you suppose there's mental health issues, Kamala? Could it have anything to do with all the school closures and masking and vaccine mandates that you imposed on these kids? I don't know. I'm just guessing on that. Speaking of which, as a public service, I want to point out that if you own a home that's a short-term rental in Pinehurst, you could be in the crosshairs again because...
Oh, that's their definition.
Earlier this week, four members of the Pinehurst Village Council appointed one person to fill a vacant seat.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Jack Farrell. And Jack Farrell has a record of opposing short-term rentals. So get ready.
Well, Jack Farrell can keep his money out of my
property. Your property rights are going to be
out of my money's business
once again under the new regime that is now in place.
Well,
so be vigilant.
I don't live in Pinehurst, so I don't have a beef on this, but I wouldn't listen to him either. I go, you know,
vigilance.
Go do something constructive with yourself.
Vigilance.
These are true or false answers.
Uh-oh.
So you got a 50-50 shot. Measles is a highly contagious viral disease. It's just yes or no.
Oh, true or false? False.
I thought we'd get this in before the day was over. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, really? Well, nobody gets measles anymore, do they?
Diarrhea is the most common complication of measles.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
It's a complication of chili dogs. False.
It is false. Ear infection and pneumonia.
Of course.
Are more commonplace. Measles can cause a red rash, cough, and watery eyes.
Measles can cause a red rash. Sure. Yeah, I had measles. That's true. I had
it typically presents with symptoms such as fever, characteristic red rash, cough, and watery eyes. Measles can lead to pneumonia in some individuals. We just covered that. Yes, it can.
Well, if they just get vaccinated, they wouldn't have to worry about it.
That's when they really have to worry about it. You trust your government to put things that change all your mRNA in your body. More power to you.
Anthony Fauci was in a closed-door 2 days worth of hearings this week.
Ripping off the taxpayer.
Acknowledging
again
that he was wrong about everything.
Well,
social distancing, vaccines, masks.
Well, since he was wrong, how about $10 million back?
How about a little
that he
walk?
Gave to Wuhan to develop a contagious virus?
I want him to write his memoirs while wearing an orange jumpsuit.
There you go. All right, so it goes for this Spidey this week. Have yourself a great, safe weekend. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow. Let's take that back. We'll see you bright and early on Monday, 7 to 9 for a Monday edition of Mornings with the Leader Man. In the meantime, don't forget to support our local merchants. They're the backbone of our economy here. And when you spend dollars there, your money stays here, rolls over, and creates jobs. All right. I'm Steve Leader Adams. And the Leader Man and Nick and Colt the Dogs will see you this afternoon at the dog park.
When I come back, you'd better be laughing.